Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
So glad that you guys are with us this week. We're going to be talking about how to wage war for the benefit of your spirit. How epic does that sound?
That sounds very epic, Lord of the Rings-like. I was using an example
it's kind of what I was going for. It makes, makes your chest stick out.
I said to our Cuba mission team, I said, guys, if I wanted an amen crowd, I'd bring an amen crowd. I want a flanking army on the devil. You are the flanking army. And they weren't getting it. Finally, one of our team members said, oh, I'm thinking of Lord of the Rings. I said, I'm looking for a flanking army against the devil.
On the fifth day,
that's the miracle prayer team. While I'm
look to the east.
That's right.
As the sun rises.
On the third day.
Rohirrim!
Well, what got him was when I said, you know, the risks of a flanking army is that what if the army doesn't show up?
Yeah.
And that's what she saw was, oh, you're talking about Lord of the Rings. Uh-huh. I said, yes.
Éomer will not fail us.
Uh-huh. That's the, you know. So I'm the frontal attack. You guys are the flanking army. Mm-hmm. The miracle prayer team is the flanking army. Okay, so hey, we have an ALC recommends.
So today what we are recommending is the guided prayer feature on the YouVersion Bible app. So the Bible app that pretty much everybody has on their phone. If you don't have it, you should download it. And then on the main page, you'll see the verse of the day. You'll see a video that goes with the verse of the day. And then right underneath that, it says guided prayer. On the guided prayer, it will literally take you through a prayer. And I often will use those and I'll read those out loud. It imparts a lot of faith. But then it has a section within that feature that allows you to put in prayer requests. And then every time you go through that guided prayer, you can post an update with that. If you feel like it's something that doesn't need to be on there anymore, you can mark it as completed. And you can even share it with friends so that they can see your prayer requests and see your updates along the way, if you so choose. Mm. So it's a pretty cool feature.
It's a really cool tool for people. We were discussing in our Tuesday morning men's group how often we get our eyes over on the failures and the non-events, and we forget about what God did. Mm-hmm. We forget about the answered prayers. Mm-hmm. And
do you think that's what happened to Hezekiah?
I think it happened to a lot of them. Yes, I do.
I forgot that the Lord added 15 years to my life.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be selfish.
How are you going to use those 15 years? Oh, Lord, help us. Okay, so we're talking about how to wage war for the benefit of your spirit. And I was thinking about in my junior year of youth camp. Now, you know, I only went a couple years because I was saved as a 15-year-old, but I got kicked out of youth camp. And but the camp director,
I just can't imagine you as a teenager.
Yeah, I
getting
did.
Kicked out of camp.
We got and it was Thursday night, so it was the last. All we missed was cleanup on Friday. But
it was a strategic kick out, is what you're saying?
No, we weren't trying to get. We got caught and. But he was trying to get us a ride home on Thursday night because he was not going to tolerate us to spend the night, and he wanted to make an example of us, which he should have. But the punishment while we were waiting was he put us in the cafeteria with the old guy who was the pastor, the camp pastor. And the guy's a World War II vet, and they had popcorn. And literally for at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half, we got to sit there and listen to this guy's World War II stories of being in eating popcorn. Mm. And for just a moment there, I reached heaven. I was in heaven. Ironically, I'm getting kicked out of camp.
So much for punishment.
I'm actually reached heaven as I'm sitting there listening to this guy's World War II stories.
It's hilarious. so much for punishment right
if
there.
If you are a man and you have been in war, and you get a youth around you, they want to hear your story.
That's true.
Good, bad, ugly, hardships, good times, victories and failures. They want to hear what war was like.
It's
Trust
true.
Me.
It's true.
I don't know about the gals. I know what the boys want.
Yeah.
All right. Let's read the scripture for 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. All right. Start with this. There is a war. Mm. And you have to fight it to stay alive.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't believe there's a war, you done lost.
Yeah.
You're a victim of the war.
Yeah. These might be gruesome examples.
Oh, here we go.
But I have two movies that come to mind.
Yeah.
The first one is The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
At the beginning. So the she gets put into the stadium, right? The arena that they have.
Yeah.
And they're all on their little platforms.
Yeah.
And they have to decide in that moment, are you going to fight or not? And several of them crumble and they die on the spot.
Fast.
Because they couldn't decide if they were going to fight or not.
Right.
The other movie I think about, and this one might be the more gruesome, sorry if this is too gruesome, is the scene in Gladiator. When he first gets put into the gladiator arena,
mm-hmm.
and there's the guy in front of him who pees his pants because he's so scared, and he gets out there and he's not determined to fight and he's the first to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the spirit, it's the same way. There is a war.
Yeah.
And you'll either fight it or you'll die.
Yeah.
Now, what dies is your spirit, because that's what, how to wage warfare for the benefit of your spirit.
Yeah.
All right. What is the war? What's the war?
Mm.
Let's describe the war and then why we have to fight in the war. By the way, I will occasionally hear bad doctrine that resurfaces.
Mm.
The warfare has ended. and I'm like... Yeah, okay. All right. So let's just let's shove that bad doctrine aside. And let's go to what's the war and why do we have to fight it?
Yeah, so there's a real enemy. I think that's the basis of where this
man,
starts.
Man, I was listening to my Audible book, the book we were just talking about. We're recommending the men read.
Oh, Wilder Heart.
Wilder Heart. I was listening to an audio book, and he was talking about the Christmas story and how most, you know, put up a nativity and you got this. And you got Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus, and it's peace and serenity. Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
Christmas in April, everybody.
All is bright. And then he said, can I tell the other side of that story? And he reads Revelation 12, which is the Christmas story.
Yeah.
If you want to read the war version.
Yeah.
Of the Christmas story, read Revelation chapter 12, and it's the Christmas story retold from heaven's view.
Mm.
Now, the Gospels tell it from earth's view, but Revelation 12 tells the story from heaven's view. And there was war in heaven, and the dragon and his angels fought, and Michael and his angels fought, and a third of the angels were cast out of heaven, and the devil who deceives the whole world was cast down to the earth, and the devil decided, I'm going to kill the woman. And he pursued the woman, and he just tried to devour the woman, but the earth opened up and swallowed the water that he spewed out of his mouth, and that woman birthed a child.
It's quite the contrast.
I mean, that's the heavenly view.
Yeah,
for sure. It was a great, the birth of Jesus was about war.
Yeah.
In heaven.
Yeah.
I thought that he did a good job with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to know what read Revelation 12 and think about the Christmas story, and you'll have the war version of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is a war.
And there is an enemy.
Yeah.
And the war that we're fighting for is that there is somebody who seeks to kill and destroy.
Yeah.
That is his one desire.
He hates every person.
He hates.
And every one of those fallen angels called demons hates every person. You don't have to be godly for them to hate you. They just hate you.
Yeah.
And if they can kill you, they're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they can torture you, they're happy.
Yeah.
If they can torment you, they're happy. They hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you have this real enemy that is going around like a lion ready to devour you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the joy side of that is that we have the Lion of Judah as protection, but that doesn't, I think that's where the bad doctrine that you're referencing can kind of slip in.
Yeah.
You know, we're just coming off of talking about how the Lord is our shield.
Yeah.
But, you know, shields really only work if you're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not good retreat
right
defenses. They're not intended for that.
And when it's so, a rout, the army throws down their shield and runs at full speed because the shield's a weight.
Yeah. Well, and if you turn around, you're going to get shot in the back because your shield is facing forward. But that war that's taking place is over your soul.
Yeah.
It is over your soul.
Yeah.
What is going to happen?
Yeah. So we wanted to start with there is a war.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 and 4 describe the war.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go into how to war. Now, it's a war in the mind. It's a mm-hmm. war on your spirit. And you need to start with, man, there is a war. There is an enemy. And I need to do things to win the war. And the other 2 days, we're going to talk about how.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.